Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Jody Campici, National Cotton Council Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Overall, 2024 was another challenging year for the U.S. cotton industry due to low prices, high production costs, and weak demand. In the early months of 2025, these same factors are still impacting the U.S. and world cotton outlook. The slow recovery in cotton demand can be attributed to slower global economic growth, strong competition for man-made fiber, and high consumer price levels despite lower annual inflation. For the 2025 crop year, world production is expected to decline in all countries except Brazil. U.S. cotton producers intend to plant 9.6 million acres this spring, down 14.5% from last year. Relative to the average futures prices in early 2024, cotton prices during the 2025 survey period were 16% lower, while soybean prices were 12% lower, and corn prices were about 4% lower. The two largest cotton-growing states of Texas and Georgia both show a large decline in acres this year. The survey results reflect the current financial condition of U.S. cotton growers. For the third year in a row, costs are projected to exceed prices, and the farm safety net does not provide adequate support. While growers will receive some economic relief later this year with economic assistance, PLC, stacks, and disaster assistance payments, the current farm safety net does not provide adequate support for the 2025 crop year. NCC will continue to push for passage of the 2025 Farm Bill with higher support levels for the U.S. cotton industry.